But God is no fool. And God says, if I say it, it's going to happen. So faith is thanking God in advance. What I'm saying is this. If God tells you to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat, take the tartar sauce with you. Because you're going to have a fish fry tonight, friend.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Most of the time, when you think of passing on a legacy, you think of leaving something to your loved ones. Money, a classic car, your home, jewelry, or maybe a family heirloom. Those are all nice things, but no thing lasts forever. Wouldn't you like to leave behind an inheritance that lasts into eternity? Today, as we continue with our series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy, Pastor Rick shares with us six indispensable biblical principles you need to pass on to the next generation to ensure their spiritual success, your legacy that will last into eternity. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Faith.
Many of you remember we did this thing called Time to Build, which was 4 weeks of emphasis before we had the offering. And on the first week, I got up and said, folks, I really don't want to do this. But in the Bible, it says the leader is supposed to announce his gift to show that we're all in this together. And so I go, you're going to misunderstand it, and some of you are going to judge me, and I don't even know where the money's coming from, because this is an unreasonable amount. But I said, my wife and I have prayed, and we have committed to give over the next 3 years, above our tithe, to help build this building. We're going to give $100,000. And I gulped. And in my mind, I'm going, you fool. And I really didn't want to do it. And I said, folks, I don't know where that money's going to come from. At that time, my salary here at Saddleback Church was $50,000 a year. So I was basically saying, we're going to give 2 years of our salary over the next 3 years to help build this building. How are we going to live on that? I don't know, but that's what we did. I said to the church, please pray for me. Okay? A month later, the weekend that we were going to do this special offering, I mean, I'm still biting nails. I have no idea where the money's going to come from. But I figure somewhere over the next 3 years, God will figure out a way for us to be able to do that. The Friday before that weekend, I got a call from Zondervan Publishing Company. This is in 1993. And they said, Rick, we want you to write a book. And we want you to call this book The Purpose-Driven Church, which was published in 95. And I said, we believe this is going to be a bestseller, and so we're going to send you an advance of $150,000. All right! Okay. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. And I just remember getting up Sunday, the following Sunday, that weekend, 2 days later, and I said, hey, you guys remember when I made that commitment that we were going to give $100,000 over 3 years to build a building? Do you remember? Yeah, everybody's, yeah. I go, well, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, on Friday, I got this call from a company called Zondervan, and I told, and when I explained that, the place went wild. I mean, they were jumping and shouting and dancing and singing, and people were crying. I was crying. Kay was crying. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And I thought, I am so glad I never missed that test. I nearly missed it. Because of my own stubbornness, I would have missed how God is dependable if I hadn't publicly gone on the record to show my trust. It was a lesson I will never forget. Look at what these verses say. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord by giving him the first part, not the leftovers, the first part, first 10% of all your income, and he will fill your barns and overflow your barrels with finest wines. He said, I will bless you. We'll play a game. You give to me, I'll give to you, and you see who wins. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 16. On every Lord's day, that's Sunday, each of you should put aside something from what you have earned during the week and use it for your offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you to earn. Giving by faith is when you put God first. All right, number six, Faith is thanking God before I receive it. Thanking God before I believing when I don't see it, obeying when I don't understand it, persisting when I don't feel like it, announcing it before I experience it, giving when I don't have it, thanking God before I receive it. And the Bible gives us an illustration of this part of faith, Joshua, verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. He dies. Joshua takes over. He leads them into this country. That's their country. But while they've been gone, other people moved back in during those 400 years. Jericho is now the most fortified city in the world. They go, there's no way that us, a bunch of slaves, are going to be able to take down the most fortified city in the world with all these walls. So we're just going to trust God and thank him in advance. And so for 6 days, the nation of Israel goes out and they walk around the city of Jericho in total silence. That had to be pretty freaky for the people inside Jericho looking, what are they doing? They're walking around our city every day outside the walls in total silence. And on the seventh day, they said, now we're going to celebrate. And they blow their horns and they make music and they sing and go, thank you, God, that you've already given us this city. Thank you, thank you. We're thanking you in advance, Lord. And the walls came tumbling down. And Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. That was an amazing instance. Faith is thanking God before I receive it. Now listen, faith is not thanking. Faith is not believing God can do something. He can do it whether you believe it or not.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004 today, or by visiting rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Faith is not hoping you will. That's hope. Faith is thanking God in advance. You say, wait a minute. I got to thank God in advance before I get it in order to get it? Yes. Look at what Jesus said. Next verse. When you pray and you ask for something, believe that you have received it, past tense, received it, and you will be given what you ask for. You don't beg God. You thank God in advance. You say, I got to believe I've got it in order to get it? Yep, that's called faith. If you thank God in advance, that's it. If you thank God after you've got it, that's gratitude. That's not faith. But when you thank God in advance, that is faith. If I gave you a check for $1,000 and I handed you a check right now for $1,000, would you wait until you cashed it to thank me? No. You'd thank me right now. But it really wouldn't be yours until you actually cashed it, because that check is really a promise. And when I would give you that check, you'd go, "Thank you, Rick," believing that I was credible and believing that I had enough money in the bank to cover that check for $1,000. You fool. But God is no fool. And God says, if I say it, it's going to happen. So faith is thanking God in advance. What I'm saying is this: if God tells you to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat, take the tartar sauce with you, because you're going to have a fish fry tonight, friend. The Bible says this: because of your faith, it will happen. Two really important truths you got to know. Number one, God always answers prayers. Number two, not always the way you want. God is not a genie where you rub the bottle, put in faith, and you get whatever you want. A genie serves you. God is not your genie. You serve God, not him serving you. God is not a vending machine. You just put in any prayer and add the faith and get whatever you want. A vending machine will give you stuff you don't need or like or isn't good for. A vending machine will give you cigarettes or Twinkies or all kinds of stuff. Now, the truth is that God says you don't always get your prayer answered. And there are for many reasons. He's not going to give you what you always, everything you need or everything you want in terms of just, well, I'd like to have this. You'd be selfish. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, if you go read this chapter, there's a whole list of people who didn't get what they prayed for, and God says they're heroes of faith. And some of them were murdered. Some of them were tortured for the faith. Some of them were killed. Some of them went through poverty, disease, all kinds of bad stuff. Living by faith does not exempt you from problems in the world. Just ask the believers in Iraq or in South Korea or in Saudi Arabia or in many countries where being a follower of Jesus, you can be killed for it. This last year, over 100 million people in the world were persecuted because they were living by faith. Faith does not make everything in your life go easy. And if you tithe, it doesn't mean you'll never have a financial problem. It will be a test. You see, the truth is anybody can follow God when things are going good. The test of faith is, do you follow God when things go wrong? Blessed be the name of the Lord, in good or bad. Sometimes we ask for God to remove a problem in our lives, and God says, no, I'm going to let that problem stay, and I'm going to strengthen you, and you'll be a better person for it. So God says, I want you to learn to trust me even in the bad things. Now, Hebrews 11:39-40 says this: they were all commended for their faith. These people who didn't get what they prayed for. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. Here's the seventh point. Faith is trusting if I don't get it on earth. Faith is trusting God if I don't get it. And I would add the words on earth, because this is not all there is. He said, these people did not get everything they prayed for, but I had something better for them. Now, listen, this is so important, friends. Some of you have been praying for something over and over and over and over and over, and you haven't got it. But God is pleased with your faith because of your prayers. And even if you never get it on earth, it's because God says, I've got something better planned for you in heaven, and it is your faith that is storing that up in heaven. Does that make sense? God says, not every prayer you have is going to be answered the way you want it here on earth. But I've got a better idea, and this is not all there is. There is a heaven in eternity, and that's the rest of the story. So as Garth Brooks used to sing, sometimes we have to thank God for unanswered prayers, because he sees things we don't see. Now, I don't know which of these you need to work on, but faith comes by hearing the word of God. The more you get in the Bible, the more faith you're going to have. Let me close with this. We had an example of these levels of faith just this last week in an amazing way here at Saddleback Church. A week ago on Wednesday, about 300 of our Saddleback staff members were meeting right here And I was talking with him, and Pastor Eric, who's head of our tech team, we've been working on a software project for several years to use to connect all the churches of the world that they could be a part of the peace plan. It's a huge project. Microsoft said it's one of the biggest projects they've seen. And we've been working on it for years, putting time and money and staff, and a lot of guys left high-paying jobs and stock options and millions of dollars and things like that and came on staff to do this project at personal expense. And Eric was sharing this software project, which we intend to give away free to all other churches once it's finished. And he was sharing it, and our staff was just wowed by it. And he goes, but I got some bad news. I'm going to have to get on a plane Friday, fly to India, and lay off all of our Indian software developers because we're short on money. We don't have any more money to go forward on this project. I said, Eric, how much money will it cost? He said, $250,000, $250,000. We need to keep the project going. So I said, okay, staff, I'm going to teach you about faith right now. I've been through this, I can't tell you how many times. Faith is calling things that are not as though they were. It is announcing it in advance. So I'm telling you right now, we already have the money. I don't know where it's going to come from, but we will not have to lay off those staff members. We're going to pray this money in. We're going to thank God in advance. We're going to believe it before we see it. We're going to announce it before we experience it. And you're going to thank God in advance that the $250,000 has come in. So we prayed about it there as a staff member a week ago Wednesday. After that staff meeting was over, one of our staff members was so touched. She came up to Eric and she said, I got this check and I want to give it toward this project. And it was a check for $1,000. Well, I was touched by that. She was touched. Eric was touched by that. But I knew that that wasn't enough money to keep the project going. So I said, everybody pray. Now, the next day, I get on a plane and I fly to Portland, Oregon, where I'm to speak to a group called Generous Givers. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. Maybe, God, this is going to be the answer. All these wealthy philanthropists who've come together in Portland, Oregon, and they want me to come teach them about generosity. Gladly. But, so I get up there, I speak that night. I didn't tell them about the need, that'd be cheating. Okay, so I'm not gonna manipulate them. And so I didn't tell them about the need. And I speak that night, I get up the next morning, eat breakfast, and leave, nothing happens. God says, that's not gonna be how I answer this. So maybe you think that's the way, but that's not the way. In the car, going back to the airport to fly back home, and David's secretary, my secretary, calls and says, Rick, you're not gonna believe this. I just opened an envelope, and there's a check here from New York City for $150,000. I'm going, wow, this is great. Maybe this is part of the $250,000 that we're praying that we need. And I said, tell me who it's from. And she told me, and my heart goes, no, that's not it. That's for another project. Now in my mind, I start thinking, well, now that project's for India, and he's going to India. Maybe we could use that money. You know how you try to answer God's miracles by yourself? You know, and in my mind, I'm going, you know, maybe that's really it, God. I just misunderstood where it's supposed to go. God's going, stop it. Trust me, it's not that money. So now I've had two things going on. I let the word go out. I said, call Eric in. Eric flies on Friday, flies to India. I said, you call Eric and you tell him, do not lay off that staff. The money is here. We just don't know where it is yet. Do not lay off that staff. The next day, we get a very large check in the mail from a couple in this church. And I call up the couple and I say, would you please come in? I want to talk to you about this. So they come in, and again, I'm not going to manipulate them or anything. So I just go, do you have any direction for this money that you're giving? Is it designated for anything? And they say, no, it's not. It's not designated for anything special. It's It's just our gift to the church. It's undesignated giving. You're to use it wherever the greatest needs are. And the guy goes, what is the greatest need right now? I said, well, we do have one. And I explained the one. I said, we've been praying for a week, our staff, for God to meet this need for $250,000. He goes, well, you got your answer. That's worth a clap, you guys. Okay. Now, the neatest thing about the whole story was what I saw do in God's life in teaching Eric, who had got on the plane, teaching him about faith. And he wrote me about this. He said, you know, I got to India ready to fire these guys, to let them off. And he goes, I remembered the story in 1 Kings 18, where Elijah was praying for it to rain after years of drought in Israel. It hadn't rained for a long, long time. They were going through like a famine. And so Elijah goes, okay, I'm going to go up on the mountain and I'm going to pray for rain. So Elijah goes up and he kneels down and he starts praying. And he takes a servant. He says, go over and stand over on the edge and look toward the ocean and see if any clouds are coming. And the servant comes back and goes, no clouds. So he prays some more. He says, go look. He comes back, no clouds. So he prays some more. He says, go back. Comes out, comes back, no clouds. He does this 7 times. And on the 7th time, the servant comes back and says, well, there's a little bitty, teeny, tiny, eeny, weeny cloud out there about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah goes, that's enough. The storm's coming. And Eric said, all of a sudden I realized the $1,000 gift that Wednesday was the little cloud before the storm came. If you have never trusted God in faith, you are missing out on so much. I pity you. I pity you, the blessings that you miss in your life because you are afraid to trust God. Don't do that. Become a man of faith. Become a woman of faith.
Pastor Rick Warren with a powerful look at what it means to leave a lasting legacy. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to rickwarren.org and listen online anytime or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. That's rickwarren.org. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Pastor Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting www.rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope will help us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says we can look forward with hope to the wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is going to be revealed. Imagine what that day is going to be like. That's the hope we stand on. And that's our daily hope. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me, rick@rickwarren.org. And if you want to send in a financial gift to help us continue this ministry and even expand it, I would deeply appreciate it. God bless you. I love you. I'm praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.